can the U.S. Senate's bill to repeal and replace former President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act be salvaged? And if the answer is yes, should it be salvaged? These questions will be addressed in the coming weeks. And for Colorado, the stakes are high. As it's proposed, the Republican bill could strip billions of dollars in health funding from the state and leave hundreds of thousands of Coloradans without insurance. Governor John Hickenlooper has been hearing from opponents and supporters of the legislation, and he joins me now. Welcome, Governor.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a Democrat, of course. Members of your party, including one of Colorado's U.S. Senators, Michael Bennett, are pretty adamantly opposed to this bill. From your perspective as the chief executive of our state, what effects would this bill as proposed have?
Well, if you step back and look at it, it really is, I get frustrated even talking about it. It is a tax cut for the richest 1.2% of Americans, most of whom, when I talk to them, don't want it, right? A 3.8% tax on their unearned income. They don't want it. And what it does is it will roll back, you know, coverage for 22, 23 million people. In Colorado, you know, several hundred thousand. A huge number of people who now have coverage would not have it just to give a tax cut. It really defies logic.
Well, a lot, you know, has been said already about the many low-income people who've gained insurance since the passage of Obamacare and, of course, the state's expansion of Medicaid and subsidies, and they may lose their care. Can you talk about what those in the middle, people who already do have insurance, most likely through an employer, what could they expect to see if this bill becomes law?
Well, people that have insurance through an employer, to a large extent, they're not affected by the Affordable Care Act or either these two bills. They really focus on the exchanges and on Medicaid coverage. Mm-hmm. I will say that people who have coverage through their employer, if we roll back Medicaid and literally hundreds of thousands of people in Colorado end up using the emergency room, the more expensive services that come from an emergency room, if that happens, all the hospitals are going to have all this unexpected, uncompensated care, and they are going to end up having to pass that along in higher costs to their commercial insurance companies that utilize them. So you would see some increase, and I don't know how significant it is yet, but you would see some increase for people that are just getting their insurance through their businesses.
Right, and that's been talked about as, you know, a very reason for the Affordable Care Act in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Colorado's other senator, Cory Gardner, of course, is a Republican. He has a long record of opposition to Obamacare. He has not really taken a position on the Senate's bill. I know that you've spoken with Senator Gardner about this. What did you ask him to do?
Well, I didn't ask him to do anything. I mean, you know, it's not a great idea to tell U.S. senators, here's what I want you to do.
Right.
But we did have a good discussion, and he is certainly spent a lot of time, is very well informed. He cares about the budget and cost. He also understands that there are places where this bill would, you know, with unintended consequences, could actually hurt the budget. He's very informed on the potential consequences to children that have disabilities of some sort or another, that, you know, if you roll back Medicaid, a lot of these kids would lose their coverage. You know, he's in a tough spot because his party is going to put tremendous pressure on him. Mm-hmm. And he's got to look, you know, in his own heart. And he's got to try and figure out what is the right thing for Colorado and the right thing for this country.
Right. In fact, we asked Senator Gardner to join us. His office told us, though, he's not available for an interview. In a statement, though, his office said the Affordable Care Act is, quote, imploding, and that we must bring relief to Coloradans negatively impacted by it. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think we've all said that the Affordable Care Act needs improvement, and we've had a lot of problems in the exchanges. And we really do need to stabilize the exchanges, get more insurance companies in there. But this new legislation from the Senate is certainly not an answer to any of that. And if anything, it makes it worse. But you look at so many people, because if you have pre-existing conditions, you can, you know, always get insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Many people in the exchanges were signing up for insurance if they got sick, getting the procedure, the operation, and then once they're out of the hospital, then they drop off of insurance again. I mean, that's crazy. And that's why on a rotating basis, everyone in the, or many, the high percentage of the people in the exchange pool had some kind of illness or sickness, so the losses were much higher than any of the insurance companies expected. And I think that's one of the things that I hope, if we can get Republicans and Democrats to sit down. When I was in Washington this week with John Kasich, who's a Republican governor from Ohio,
right. We
were really pushing the idea, let's not do these bills in secret, and let's get Republicans and Democrats, we know what the issues are, let's see if we can make a better healthcare system together, rather than just trying to have a small group of people in secret make a bill and then ram it down everybody's throat.
Right. I know Senator Gardner's office told KUNC his fellow Republicans in the Senate need to take more time and put a plan together. And he wants to see a new draft plan. I'm just curious, on this idea of a different plan. Do you think that Republicans could come up with a plan that you would support?
Well, I think if they work with Democrats, and I think Cory Gardner is he's a smart person, right? He understands and is willing to get into the details of issues. And, he's someone that if you got him to work with some Democrats, he and Michael Bennett, between the two of them, two of the smartest people in the U.S. Senate, if they got working together, I can only imagine that they would come up with a much better set of improvements than what the Senate came up with just Republican input. And whoever those people are, which Republican or which Democratic senators are involved. And again, I would suggest they get a couple of Democratic and a couple of Republican governors, because we're the ones who have to implement this stuff. So whoever they are, I don't think that matters. But I think process does make a difference in what the outcomes are that you get. And I think this outcome that we're trying to improve the system, not kill it. And every measure, when I look at what the potential consequences are for the Senate bill that was proposed. And, the U.S. Senate is supposed to be the soul of this country. Mm-hmm. And to put together something that is clearly, basically a massive tax cut for the richest Americans who aren't asking for it, most of whom don't want it. To me, it's kind of a shallow political maneuver that is taking us backwards and not taking us forwards.
Governor John Hickenlooper, thank you so much for talking with us today.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.